From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. Supreme Court to address immigration. The court announced Tuesday that it will hear a case challenging President Barack Obama's plan to protect more than 4 million undocumented immigrants from deportation. The order is opposed by 26 states. The Supreme Court said it would hear arguments in April and decide the case by late June. Libya's warring factions have agreed to create a unity government. Political chaos and factional fighting has engulfed the country since the overthrow of dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. It remains unclear whether the agreement will draw wide enough support to end the fighting. There has been no reaction yet from the country's two rival legislatures. The humanitarian organization Doctors Without Borders has denounced Europe's migration policy of deterrence. They call the policy a catastrophic failure that has endangered asylum seekers and created more business for smugglers. Arlie Ponthieu is a displacement specialist for the group.
More and more people resorting to smuggling routes and the services of smugglers to cross through the Balkans and stranding people behind borders without any assistance. So there was no consideration of these people's needs while enforcing border policies.
Doctors Without Borders issued a report called Obstacle Course to Europe. It was issued Tuesday. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, is welcoming the lifting of international economic sanctions against his country. He says Iran must remain wary of the United States as curbs on Iran's nuclear program are fully imposed. Mr. Khamenei wrote Iranian President Hassan Rouhani to congratulate him Tuesday. This is VOA News. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta has vowed al-Shabaab militants will pay a heavy price for the attack Friday that reportedly killed dozens of Kenyan soldiers in southern Somalia. Speaking in a nationwide broadcast on Tuesday, Mr. Kenyatta said Kenya is unbowed. The flag-draped caskets of four Kenyan soldiers killed in Friday's attack arrived at Nairobi's Wilson Airport late Monday. Al-Shabaab has said it killed up to 100 Kenyan soldiers in its attack on an African Union base in the Somali town of El Ade. The United Nations says a new report that Iraq's war with Islamic State militants led to thousands of civilian deaths. Lisa Schlein reports.
The report says that during the period from May to October of last year, nearly 4,000 civilians were killed and more than 7,000 wounded. About half of these deaths took place in the capital, Baghdad. UN monitors blame most of these deaths on Islamic State. It says victims include those perceived as being opposed to the terror group's ideology and rule, such as government civil servants, doctors and lawyers, journalists and tribal and religious leaders. It says women and children are subject to sexual violence, particularly in the form of sexual slavery. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
After being released from Iran as part of a prisoner exchange, a group of Americans got to meet Monday with family and supporters. Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian met with senior editors of his newspaper at a German hospital where he is recovering. Former U.S. Marine Amir Hekmati met with family members and his congressman at the hospital. American pastor Saeed Abedini is also undergoing treatment there. Not much is known about a fourth American whose reasons for being in Iran are still unclear. Officials in northwestern Pakistan say a suspected suicide blast Tuesday killed at least 12 people and wounded many more. A majority of the victims are said to be security forces. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. The International Monetary Fund has lowered its global economic growth forecast for 2016, citing risks to emerging markets due to a slowing Chinese economy. The Washington-based fund said Tuesday it believes the world economy will grow 3.4% in 2016 and 3.6% in 2017. U.S. President Barack Obama has praised Australia for being an effective partner in the fight against the Islamic State. Mr. Obama spoke at the start of talks at the White House with Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Australia has been conducting airstrikes in both Iraq and Syria as part of the U.S.-led coalition that has been bombing Islamic State targets since late 2014. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.